Today we are reading from the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 14, text number 10. And normally we are singing the verse together. This chapter 14, text 10. Rajas tamas tibi hoja. Rajas tamas jabi hupya. Satvam bhavati bharata. Satvam bhavata bharita. Raja satvam tamas jaiva. Raja satvam tamas jaiva. Tamasatvam rajastata. Tamasatvam rajastata. Rajastamascha chabija. Satvam bhavati bharata. Rajasatvam tamaschaiva. Tamasatvam rajastata. Rajastamascha bihuja. Satvam bhavati bharata. Rajasatvam tamaschaiva. Tamasatvam rajastata. Rajastamascha bihuja. Satvam bhavata bharata. Raja satvam tamas jaiva. Tamasatvam rajastata. Somebody else want to try? Rajastamascha bihuja. Satvam bhavati bharata. Raja satvam tamas jaiva. Tamasatvam rajastata. Another one? She want to read it? Yeah? You will to try? Too difficult? Yeah? Okay. The boy, the guest, you want to read? Yeah, it's okay. Rajastamascha bihuja. Satvam bhavati bharata. Rajasatvam tamaschaiva. Tamasatvam rajastata. Very good. Jai, thank you. Okay, we will do the word-for-word translation. Raja, the mode of passion. Tama, the mode of ignorance. Ja, also. Abhibhuya, surpassing. Satvam, the mode of goodness. Bhavati becomes prominent. Bharata, O son of Bharata. Raja, the mode of passion. Satvam, the mode of goodness. Tama, the mode of ignorance. Ja, also. Eva, like that. Tamaha, the mode of ignorance. Satvam, the mode of goodness. Raja, the mode of passion. Tata, thus. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sometimes the mode of goodness becomes prominent, defeating the mode of passion and ignorance. O son of Bharata. Sometimes the mode of passion defeats goodness and ignorance, and at other times, ignorance defeats goodness and passion. In this way, there is always competition for supremacy. Can we please repeat? Sometimes the mode of goodness becomes prominent, defeating the mode of passion and ignorance. O son of Bharata. Sometimes the mode of passion defeats goodness and ignorance. And in other times, ignorance defeats goodness and passion. In this way, there's always competition for supremacy. Okay. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. When the mode of passion is prominent, the mode of goodness and ignorance are defeated. When the mode of goodness is prominent, passion and ignorance are defeated. And when the mode of ignorance is prominent, passion and goodness are defeated. This competition is always going on. Therefore, one who is actually intent on advancing in Krishna consciousness has to transcend these three modes. The prominence of some certain mode of nature is manifested in one's dealings, in his activities, in eating, etc. All this will be explained in later chapters. But even once he can develop by practice the mode of goodness and thus defeat the mode of ignorance and passion, one can similarly develop the mode of passion and defeat goodness and ignorance. Or one can develop the mode of ignorance and defeat goodness and passion. Although there are these three modes of material nature, if one is determined, he can be blessed by the mode of goodness. And by transcending the mode of goodness, he can be situated in pure goodness, which is called the Vasudeva state, a state in which one can understand the science of God. By the manifestation of particular activities, it can be understood in what mode of nature one is situated. Jai. This is quite a practical purport for Srila Prabhupada. We can learn from this purport that the modes of material nature are moving all the time. I was just reading in Srila Prabhupada's Lilamrita how Srila Prabhupada was explaining on the disappearance day of his sannyas guru, Keshava Maharaj. He was explaining that Keshava Maharaj was very much insisting to Prabhupada that he has to take sannyas. And Srila Prabhupada was not willing to do that. He said he thought it was horrible. But his God's brother, Keshava Maharaj, was trying again to explain to Srila Prabhupada, when you want to preach, you have to take sannyas. But Prabhupada said, I was not ready, I was not willing, I couldn't do it, and I was thinking, this looks horrible. I don't want to be a mendicant, I want to be just a householder. But slowly by slowly, he said, my Guru Maharaj was coming in my dreams, and Keshava Maharaj was actually the representative of my spiritual master, to explain to me again and again that taking sannyas was the most important thing in my life to do so. He said, and on the day that my sannyas guru passed away, he said, I like to sing the prayers, Vande Ham Sri Guru, and etc. But he said, for us, it is also like that. The modes of material nature are moving all the time. From my own experience, I know When I was a young girl, I had some plans for my life. And I was thinking that it was good to do. My father was explaining to me that he didn't like my plan. Even my father was my greatest well-wisher in my life. I should have listened. But the modes of material nature are going in our life in moves, ignorance, passion, etc., etc. And after some time, I insist to do the things I thought that was good for me. And I have suffered greatly because of that. But on the other side, the modes of material nature, ignorance is so strong and is so available in our life that we sometimes don't know how to overcome that. But with the grace of the spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada, we come in contact with Krishna consciousness and we can make different decisions. Of course, the things what happened in our life, it has also everything to do with karma and with the things we have to learn in life. Because of realizations and experience in life, we can slowly by slowly a little bit come out of the modes of material nature and see the difference. But the Prabhu this morning, Shyama Sundar was explaining, when you are, for example, when you are a thief, then everywhere in your life you see things what you want to steal. When you are after other things, everything what you see, that is the way you are experience it. And that is also with the modes of nature. When you are in passion, you see everything around us in passion. And all the things coming to us in a certain way. When we are in ignorance, for example, we have the same experience. People who are drunk and not knowing actually what they are doing, they see everything around very vague and not really clear. When we come in contact with Krishna consciousness and we are following the process of Krishna consciousness, we chanting Hare Krishna and we follow a certain diet what Prabhupada is giving us to be a vegetarian, then slowly by slowly we develop the mood of goodness. But still, even when we are devotees and we are practicing fully, still passion and ignorance sometimes are going through our life in some periods, not maybe all of us, but sometimes we experience these things. And that's also because sometimes we are thinking that we are the doer. But Krishna is explaining in Bhagavad Gita, we are not the doer. There are many different things what going on in our life. The modes of nature, karma, reaction from other people influencing us. And that's infecting us. Prabhupada is explaining here the program of some certain mode of nature is manifest in some dealings, in his activities and in his eating, and etc. And because we are vegetarian, our food is at least in the mode of goodness. There is no harm to any living entity. And even we are not eating it just when we are taking it, but we first offer it to Krishna. And that is purifying also the food. Because the food these days is full of poison and all kind of things. Just as a whole article in the newspaper that they are mixing cow meat with horse meat. People don't know that. And many times we even don't know what we are eating and what we are getting, putting in our body. But at least when we offer it to Krishna, Krishna will purify it, and we become purified also. Srila Prabhupada also here in this purport, he is saying that although there are these three modes of material nature, if one is determined, he can be blessed by the mode of goodness. That is not something but just coming upon us that we have to deserve. We can be blessed by the mode of goodness by following certain rules and regulations, and by the food we eat, and also the willingness to make some a spiritual advancement. Today I had a guidance tour with people who came here for the first time, and they had so many questions about the food, about how we were living here, and how many people, and what we were doing, etc., etc. Many people have no idea, actually, what the Hare Krishna movement is all about. And they were happy to be here and to hear it from first hand from what we are doing here. Because there are so many people outside who are talking about the Hare Krishna movement but not even knowing what these people are doing here and what and why we are looking the way we are. But they were explaining that because of the what people are saying, they become influenced and coming here with a certain frame of mind. But all around about the tour, they notice that actually we have so many in common with different religions. And they were happy because of that. Because one of the person was Catholic and one man was Jehovah. But he said, I stepped out of the Jehovah because they were selecting themselves as the people who were chosen. And he said, I didn't believe that. He said, because when I stepped out of the movement, he said, they are rejecting me and nobody can have ever contact with me. He said, and that didn't experience for him that it was right. But when he was here and he said, how you are looking at different religions, we were explaining that different religions can come together, and we are here living with seven different people who coming from another background and other religions. But it is possible because everything is centered around Krishna, about God. And we all, when we are in a religious movement, we all want to develop love of God. But many religions are not giving explanations how we are able to do that. And they were very impressed by how we trying to accept and to respect all different kinds of religions, and that we are not judging them, but that we are actually on the same path to develop love of God. Different traditions are giving us possibilities to develop a relationship with God, and we are doing it in this way, and they are doing it in a different way, but we are all on the way, and we have respect for different traditions. We are not sectaries. We are not thinking that we are the chosen one, because we are not. We are just trying to do the best what Krishna is explaining to us in the scriptures, and especially in Bhagavad Gita, and then we will see how God is pleased with us or not. But we have respect for other traditions. Srila Prabhupada is here explaining also, by the manifestation of particular activities, it can be understood when mode of nature is is man situated. For example, by ourselves, we can notice when we are in passion, when we are in ignorance, and when goodness is sometimes prevail. But sometimes it is even more easy to see it by others, that another person is in passion, or another person is quite ignorant, or this. That's more easy than see it with ourselves. Now the computer is becoming complete wild. Yeah, just going back again. Okay. And Prabhupada said, everyone should know how God or Krishna is great, and everyone should know the factual position of the living entities. We have to know ourselves where we are. Sometimes we are a little bit in goodness, and sometimes in passion, and sometimes in ignorance. But slowly by slowly, because of the purifying process, we will become purified. And more goodness will prevail and will be more strong. On the time of death, it is important that we are completing goodness, and that we have our relationship with the devotees, and that we have developed a relationship with Krishna. That is the most important. I also found something that was really nice in chapter 3 from Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada was explaining there, just as the Lord is unaffected by the influence of the material modes, so too are his pure devotees. Srila Prabhupada was not infected by the modes of nature. He was completely in goodness. Even sometimes when he has to speak strongly, he still was doing it with so much love and affection, just to help his devotees to come out of their passion or out of their ignorance, just to guide them the right way. Prabhupada was expert in that. And many devotees speak up after so many years when we are listening to the memories of Srila Prabhupada from his disciples. It is amazing how Srila Prabhupada was guiding them and helping them in their spiritual life. And sometimes one girl was explaining, Janavi Mataji, she said, I was just a young devotee and I was asked to make a garland for Srila Prabhupada. He said, and I didn't know how to do that. I had never made a garland. And she said, I was just taking a very thin thread, and she was putting some flowers on that very thin thread. And when the devotee was hanging it on Srila Prabhupada, she saw already that maybe it was not strong enough. And once when Srila Prabhupada was on the airport, and he has to take something from his bag, his garland fell on the floor, on the ground. And she was thinking, oh my God, Prabhupada will be upset now. But Prabhupada was not upset. He just bucked himself and he picked up the garland, put it over his arm, and that is how he took the garland to the airplane. He was not upset. He was just accepting the way it was. In other times, there were things that we were thinking, oh my God, you know. But Srila Prabhupada understood, you know. He had to deal with people who were very much not knowing many things, and that we have to learn a lot. And he was the one who was guiding his disciples and was helping them to coming from the mode of goodness, from the mode of ignorance to the mode of goodness. Many devotees have told things that they were doing completely not knowing actually what they were doing, but still Prabhupada was accepting them and helping them. Because he was a pure devotee, he was completing goodness and so much compassion for his disciples, but also for the people in general and for every living entity, to help them out, to go to make some spiritual progress and to go forward and to go back to Godhead on the end of their life. And we have so many examples from devotees who are passing away on such a wonderful way because of the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, who gave him the knowledge how to come in contact with Krishna and how to make spiritual progress. Srila Prabhupada is explaining in Bhagavad Gita 18:54. He said, one who is not affected by the three modes of material nature is called a liberated soul, or Brahma-Bhuta, a Brahma-Bhuta soul, Brahma-Bhuta Prashanamatma. It is the stage of liberation, Aham Brahmasmi, I am not this body. This is applicable only to the person who constantly engages in devotional service of Krishna and is thus in the transcendental state. He is above the influence of the three modes of material nature. And because of Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we can slowly by slowly start realizing that we are not this body and that we are eternal and that we are Krishna's part and parcel and that we are his servant. And that's the main thing we have to know. Prabhupada is saying it over and over again. You are not this body. But how many times we really experience it? Sometimes maybe we experience something, but many times we forget again because we are in this material world and Kali Yuga is very strong. And again he has to remind us in the scripture that we are not this body and that we have to use this body, this material body, to make some spiritual progress. Srila Prabhupada also in another purport, 329.14 from the Srimad Bhagavatam, by attaining the highest platform of devotional service, I have explained one can overcome the influence of the three modes of material nature and be situated in the transcendental stage as is the Lord. That is actually the goal we have to work for. That Krishna will take away the ignorance and that we are accepting to give it up, that we are willing to give it up and to come more and more in the mode of goodness and to serve with a pure heart, more from the heart, and serve the spiritual master, serve the devotees, and be willing to make some progress. Does anybody have to say something? Because I don't know so much anymore. Yeah, Prabhupada is not explaining much more in this purport, but we know by certain activities that we are in passion. When we are in the car, sometimes we are full of passion because we have to be active, we have to be alert, and you cannot be and you sit in the car and think, I'm so in goodness. You have to be there on the road. Because all these cars are passing by and it's full of passion, you know. There's certain activities are really in passion. Ignorance is also, but Srila Prabhupada is actually explaining what we eat is in goodness, in passion, and in ignorance. Alcohol is ignorance. Eating meat is in ignorance because we don't know that it is a living entity and we are not supposed to eat that. Are we vegetarian? We are in eating from the mode of goodness. Passion is also spicy food and meat. And ignorance is also meat and alcohol is also meat. Smoking also because it is not good for our body. That is, there are different activities. Can you mention more? You know? Give an example. Eating goodness. Yeah. And in the afternoon, it is, the passion is coming. You can notice it when you are doing book distribution in the street. In the morning, it's quite okay. But when the noon time comes, then people become impassioned. They have to go home, they have to pick up the children from school. And in the evening, we are lying down from the TV and thinking, okay, relax. But it's not relax, it's ignorance. Because then everything what is coming from the TV, we're drinking on, and it is harming us, actually. This also, the day is divided in goodness, passion, and ignorance. The food, and anything else? No, I cannot explain. No. No, it was not. Yeah. No, it was not in goodness. And I thought that it was good to do. I was convinced, you know. But, and he told me, don't do it because you will not be happy. But I thought that I knew better. You know, and then we have to undergo certain things, you know, to realize when we make a mistake. And sometimes the price is quite something, you know. And I think we all have in our life some experience that we did something, but someone told us, don't do it. But we did it anyways, you know. And then we have to suffer. Because on the other side, the suffering has also given me some realizations and some detachment from certain things, and have also learned me to realize that sometimes when we have a plan, it is good to ask others or to speak with somebody who knows you very well if it is really good to do. That's why we have the Association of the Devotees. We always can go to a senior devotee and discuss things and then still make your own decision, but then at least you have some input and you can think about, you know? Something else? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.